2015. I had the headphones, had my name on the big screen. What were you looking for on all of these dance floors? Nobody found it, they still paid me anyway. You were a DJ in 2015. You didn't know it, but that's what we thought of you. You had your finger on all our emotions. You always press it at exactly the wrong time. So many DJs in 2015. So many people mistaking pleasure for love. So many chances to revive the 60s. So many people just did the drugs.
was the band Sprue from New Jersey of their newest album. That was the band Prop House of their newest album, Sprue. And that was the song, The Consolina Sea. And that was our section for today. Now we're going to go into a bit more. We're going to kind of stay into the alt rock, but then we'll end with some pop punk, ending up some great Canadian pop punk too. But first up will be a band called Letters to Lions off of their newest album, 7 Years. Called that probably because the band has been on a 7-year hiatus. This is their newest stuff coming out. I'm going to play you a song of the same name called 7 Years. And following that will be another Canadian female artist called Land of Talk. Really cool stuff. It's a long song, warning you, but it's really good. I liked it a lot. This is from an older album as well. It's called Life After Youth. And then we got some other couple more bands to end us off. Only have a few more songs left today. We're almost done. Just once again to reiterate, I will not be here during these times. If you want to tune in to my show, you'll have to tune in at Tuesdays from 3 to 4 starting next week because of my new schedule. I'm taking classes during the summer. More classes than usual, which I'm nervous about. But I'm making the most of it. I'm going to try my best. I hope you are too, for having a great day in the lovely weather. It's been so warm. My dad and I went biking around Granville Island yesterday, and it was really nice. I highly recommend, if you can, doing that, because it's really lovely. And I have the body of a scholar now, and I was having a hard time, but it was a really easy bike ride, but I could really feel it in my muscles, and I'm like, oh, I have to bike more, because it's great, it's nice. I want to exercise more. I'm grateful right now. I owe everything to my dog for why I'm not holed up inside studying more. He gets me outside, gets me walking at least a little bit goes a long way if you count it. But anyway, we'll get right into the band Letters to Lions after this short promo for a show that happens on Sundays at 9 a.m. called New Dimensions. So if you like it, definitely check them out or look around. There's so many cool shows here at CJSF. So stay tuned for Letters to Lions coming up next.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore new dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Yeah.
That was the band Courting from Liverpool, UK. I just played you the song Nancy. This is from their newest album. It's a really long name. Here it is. Lust for Life, or How to Thread the Needle and Come Out the Other Side to Tell the Story. Long name, but it's cool. And it's a very experimental punk album. For punk, it's experimental. It starts off with an intro track of like an orchestral classical thing, but it was interesting. I loved that song, Nancy. I think it was really fun. Really good. I liked their last album as well that came out last year called New Last Name. I think I've played a couple songs from them before. But this just about wraps up my time with you today. I have one more song for you by a Canadian band, another Canadian band from Oakville, Ontario. This is an album from a little while back, from 2017. I'll be playing you the song Over 40 Over from that album Vacation, and I really liked it. I thought it was really fun stuff, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the music for today. I hope you stay tuned. Thanks so much for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM, and I'll see you next week on Tuesday at 3. So see you there. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the sun, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
40 over down the Queen's Way, it's been a long day. Still I'm holding up.
Somehow that's easy to say.
I've been a lot of negativity that I don't really need. Still I soak it up.
Somehow it's easy that way.
Skin on skin, tell me I'm gonna get it right. Known to everyone, your hand in mine. She's a Midwest beauty waiting all alone for me.
I'm
kinda hoping when I get there, she'll spend the night alone with. Her front door, been a long, long drive.
Somehow it seems to me. Skin on skin, tell me I'm gonna get it right this time. Skin on skin, known to everyone, your hand in mine.
When I
my name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
Is on April